Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification and Maintenance with me, your host, John Ossipinski. On today's show, I'm explaining how most health problems are due to one imbalance in your body. Could you imagine most of your health problems are being caused by one problem of being too acidic or too alkaline? Your health problems have a common contributing factor, cellular waste building in the body or brain, creating inflammation and disease. I will explain the importance of balancing the body's pH and improving lymph flow to improve circulation and natural detoxification to help you overcome an illness, lower your risk of disease, and to improve how you feel physically and mentally. For the past 23 years, I've been helping clients improve their health by optimizing their lymphatic system in a fully closed session in Scottsdale, Arizona. I am the author of An Undetected Acid-Alkaline Imbalance, published in 2006. My book explains how cellular waste is stopping our lymphatic system and allowing us to fill with parts of cells and fats and really everything that's damaging our cells. I developed work to help reduce cellular waste in the body called Lymphpractic. This is care for your lymphatic system that really maintains your whole body. If you live out of state, I coach clients on improving their lymphatic system nationally and internationally. When you understand science of the lymphatic system, the body's sewage treatment plant, you have a better chance of overcoming an illness, having a healthy and happy life. Now, could you imagine helping most of your health problems by fixing one imbalance in your body? For over 100 years, acid-alkaline balance has been quietly talked about. Over the past 40 or 50 years, there have been 30 or more books on how an acidic pH is the root cause of disease. Really, how most health problems are due to one imbalance. And again, even though most books are on an acid, on how acid is damaging us, we can also become overly alkaline. So we really want to be in between. Let me show you the importance of balancing pH from my own story. Recently, I had some friends from New York here on vacation. And when people are here on vacation, we typically enjoy ourselves. We go out to dinners. And again, I'm eating more acid foods, more acid drinks. I'm having a few beverages like a beer or Bloody Mary I like, or a lot of iced tea I know I drank while I was going out. Then I had a few family parties in 3 weeks during this time where I ate more acid foods and drink again. And then it all ended with Labor Day weekend. Well, I know I was enjoying myself way too much, and trust me, I was still taking all my supplements. I was taking my Epsom salt baths. I was just putting too much acid in my body. I started to feel very bloated midway through this 3 weeks and felt overly acidic for a few days. Then I notice, and this is something I get often, my tongue is my spot where I know when that starts having a problem, that's my time to start balancing myself. I notice my tongue started to burn. And to me, that's from the well, I was drinking a lot of acid tea, but again, it's even the food you're eating. Then it swelled up, and it became sore, and it got two big bumps on either side of my tongue. If I hadn't written a book on acid-alkaline balance and understand the lymphatic system as well, I wouldn't have realized that I made myself overly acidic and it was stopping circulation in my tongue. And my tongue swelled. Now, this happened a few times, and then it would go away. Even had it checked by the best ENTs, and they said, everything's fine, we don't see anything. Well, this time scared me. It got pretty big, and it hurt. Well, I started alkalizing my body by eating more fruits for just 5 days. From the first day, I started feeling better. From the first night of eating fruits all day, I started feeling better. Started feeling less bloating, and my tongue felt a little less swollen. I took extra magnesium. Systemic enzymes, you're going to learn, are key. They break down cellular waste. And I started doing more Epsom salt and baking soda baths. Very quickly, I was feeling better. I felt more in balance. But the key that I know how to do that most people don't is I know how to drain my lymphatic system in my neck and tongue. If I didn't know how to do that, I may still have my problem. But by the second day of draining my lymphatic system, as I was putting more healthy alkaline things in my body, I felt my tongue reduce. And I would drain my tongue about 2 to 3 times a day. It only takes about a minute. By 3 days, it was almost back to normal, and it took a week of draining my lymphatics for my tongue to get back to its normal self. And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to be more aware of it, because I've had this problem before. I've been aware of it, but I only tend to take care of it every few months. I drain my tongue a few times, and it goes away. Now I'm going to be more religious about draining it weekly and making sure it doesn't back up. So again, if I wasn't aware of the problem of acidity and how it negatively affects the lymphatic system, I may still have this swollen tongue. And many of you really may have problems in your body that you're not seeing how acid is damaging your lymphatic system and creating, I don't care what it is, most of our health problems. Even though this inflammation occurred in my tongue, this really can happen anywhere in the body, creating inflammation and disease. It's time to see how an overly acidic cellular environment is the root cause of disease. That's what this is really all about. Now, there's no doubting many people are overly acidic. In every household, we have some type of antacids or PPIs, and annual sales of antacids and PPIs, Prilosec, have surpassed $50 billion. So we know there's a problem with acid, right? But we treat this acid in the body as a digestive issue rather than acid damaging the cells that make up everything in your body. Remember, we're a cellular being. You hear me talk about this all the time. 100 trillion cells. I learned of the importance of balancing pH and testing pH from Dr. John Disgray. He's the co-author of Beyond Pritikin, a well-known book in the 90s. He had come into me while recouping from pneumonia. He was in his late 70s. He told me how to check my pH with pH test strips. When I checked my pH, I was 100 times more acidic than I should have been. I was about a 5. When I checked my wife and kids, they were also 100 times more acidic. I was shocked. But it started to explain all the little problems my kids were having, me and my wife were having. We were overly acidic and toxic, and this stops our lymphatic system. And pH is real simple. It's a scale from 1 to 14. 1 to 6.9 is acidic, and 1 is very acidic, 6.9 is lightly acidic. 7 is neutral. We want to be in balance. The body is always trying to find homeostasis to find balance at 7. And then anything above 7, 7.1 to 14, is alkaline. And Dr. Disgray told me they found that we want to be about 7.2 in the body. And they learned back in the 70s that people didn't get sick as often. They began studying pH. And then a war started on cancer. Nixon started a war on cancer, he said, and the drug company said, why are you studying food? You need drugs to cure cancer. And he said, all food research dried up. So we have to understand that really our food and making our body more alkaline is really what's going to help us most. So homeostasis is really where the body is trying to find balance. And when you're out of balance, cellular waste can begin to build in your body and brain. And most of us are out of balance. I really feel that. When you are more acidic, you have more hydrogen ions in your blood and less oxygen. And oxygen is, our cells need oxygen. So when you are more alkaline, you have more oxygen. Think of OxyClean all the way on the other side of the pH scale. Of course, we don't want to get too far to the alkaline side. We want to be homeostasis, we want to find, be in balance. My book, An Undetected Acid Alkaline Balance, explains how an acidic pH is constricting your lymphatic system, making you toxic, tired, and sick. You know, my clients always feel relaxed after their lymphopractic session. After their first one or two sessions, they often feel sick, fatigued, or have a headache by the end of the day. And this is happening because I'm releasing cellular waste that will make them more acidic for a day or two. They experience an increase in their pain, depression, aggression, digestive issues, fatigue, insomnia, and brain fog just from making them more acidic. I brought on their health problems, but it's something we all suffer with, so we all have to start seeing that we're overly acidic and filled with cellular waste. Before I talk about how to help your imbalance, just want to remind you that I work with clients who have cancer, Lyme disease, neurologic Lyme pain, brain issues in Scottsdale, Arizona. I especially like to work with the brain and children. Kids love my sessions, and they're fully closed. If you live outside of Arizona, I coach clients all over the world. Everyone benefits from understanding how to improve their balance, their lymphatic system, and pH in their body. Contact me for a free phone or Skype consultation to get your life back on track. Now, there are many signs of an imbalance. We just aren't aware of them. We're really too acidic. Some signs of overacidity are acne, aggression, stuttering, tight or sore muscles, fatigue, dizziness, allergies, multiple chemical sensitivities, eczema, hair loss, panic attacks, anxiety, depression, menstrual cramps, infertility, sore breasts, low sex drive, GERD, bloating, heartburn, diarrhea, constipation, TMJ, dysfunction, headache, migraines, in the belly you think, do I have to go on? It's really everything affects our cells in our body if we're out of balance. So balancing pH helps improve lymph flow and your health. An acidic pH constricts the body and limits lymph flow and circulation. So a balanced pH or slightly alkaline pH improves lymph flow and circulation and the health of your cells. So going through a detox a few times a year is great, but it's not enough. We need to start thinking about everyday lymphatic system detoxification and maintenance. And that's my goal, to get people to start thinking about it every day. It's not about being perfect. Remember that. It's too hard to be perfect, and I want to enjoy my life. You know, Labor Day, I want to have a hot dog. I want to have a couple of beers. But if we don't know that the food we're eating, the drinks we're eating, the stress are making us acidic in our body, and we have to balance that. So we want to look at what you're eating. Is it mostly acid or mostly alkaline foods? Hey, we want to start eating more, maybe 80% alkaline foods and 20% acid foods. We want to limit processed foods, grains, red meat. Start eating more fruits and vegetables. You know, I never liked fruits and vegetables. Now that I'm eating them for years, I really like them. I enjoy them. I've come to like them, and I know the benefits to my body. Take more magnesium. A simple product is Natural Calm that I like. It's a powder, you mix it in hot water, and you feel relaxed in your body. And it buffers acid. Potassium, baking soda, a green drink every day really makes a difference. Now, I love Epsom salt baths and baking soda baths. I put 2 cups of each in a bath, and it really makes a difference in my life. You can even soak your feet in a tub 2 or 3 days a week for 15 minutes. Put a third of a cup of baking soda and Epsom salt and soak in warm water in your feet. You'll see it makes a great difference in your body. Systemic enzymes break down cellular waste in your body and are necessary to get your lymph system going. You need to be hydrated because water is the body's way to flush your intestines and your body of acidity. Drink water with minerals. Mountain spring water, alkaline water. If you drink reverse osmosis or distilled water, just add minerals to it. It's okay to drink it, but just don't drink it without minerals. Daily exercise to move blood through your body. This is how we get rid of our waste. So if you're sitting a lot, if you're stagnant, and who doesn't sit a lot nowadays in front of the computer, you're going to get toxic. So we need to move. Good posture. Sit straight. Our lymph system moves better when we sit straight. And every time you take a deep breath, you're moving lymph through your body. And lymphatic drainage sessions directly helps to improve detoxification and pH in the body. If you take medications, know they also have to be balanced, and they're making you more acidic. So if you're taking 3 or 4 medications, we really need to balance that. When clients come in to me for a lymphatic session, they come in for other health problems like pain, neurologic Lyme, or cancer. Many begin to lose weight after their first session. So 2 studies prove that fat and obesity are linked to damaged lymph vessels. So everything has to do with the health of your lymphatic system and whether you're acid or alkaline. The lymphatic system flows when you're more acidic. It constricts and doesn't flow when you're more acidic. Really simple. If you're trying to get healthy, you need to get in balance and get your lymph system going. You need to understand which foods are acid-forming and alkaline-forming in the body. If you need an acid-alkaline food chart, there's one on my homepage, osipinskihealthacademy.com. You could also get there by going to lymphman.com. LymphMan.com will get you to our acid-alkaline food chart. It really makes a difference. Print it out and put it on your refrigerator just so you have an idea. Remember, it's not about being perfect. It's being aware what value pH your food has. Is it acid or alkaline? Thursday's show will be on how to help microglossia. This is about having a swollen tongue. We talked about this a little bit today. I'm going to help a lot of other people who are having problems with their tongue, and they're going to be grateful because most people don't know what to do about this. I hope understanding how to detox and maintain your lymphatic system makes a difference in your life. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification and Maintenance with me, your host, John Ossipinski. Have a balanced and joyful life.